We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
Abortions for all. Very well. No abortions for anyone. Abortions for some, miniature American flags for others.
Back in the world, yeah. the leak of a draft opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito that looks set to strike down Roe v. Wade. And while the fate of Roe may not have been a surprise, the draft itself was still a horror show.
The 67-page draft opinion is clear, sharp, and scornful, declaring in its opening paragraphs that Roe versus Wade must be overruled and that the 1972 ruling was egregiously wrong from the start. Alito dismisses the argument in Roe versus Wade that the right to choose abortion is part of the constitutional guarantee of liberty and privacy, insisting the inescapable conclusion is that the right to abortion is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and traditions.
Okay, but even if that were true, the framers probably left off the specific right to abortion because they couldn't anticipate it being such a massive concern. I don't know why these particular individuals didn't have abortion on the forefront of their minds. There must have been some explanation. I just can't quite place the exact reason, but it is on the tip of my penis. And look, Alito wasn't just deferring to the Constitution. He repeatedly cited some other notable sources too, like 17th century jurist Sir Matthew Hale, who once described abortion as a great crime. But that is not all that Hale thought. He also argued that a husband cannot be guilty of a rape committed upon his wife, sentenced two women to death for witchcraft, and argued young women were the ruin of families because they, and I quote, learn to be bold and talk loud.
In the draft of his majority opinion overturning Roe v. Wade, Justice Samuel Alito explains that no woman has a right to an abortion, and that in fact, abortion is a crime. To prove it, he cites a treatise from 13th century England about the quickening of the fetus, and a second treatise that says, if the quick childie dieth in her body, it would be a great misprision. We go now to that profound moment of moral clarity, almost 1,000 years ago, which laid such a clear foundation for what our law should be in 2022.
Whatever is the matter? Ye looketh lost in thought.
Oh, it's nothing. It's just, while I was cleaning the hole on the side of the castle where we poop, and then it falls through the sky into a moat full of human feces, I started to think about abortion.
Oh, really? What about it?
Well, don't you think we ought to make a law against it?
You mean like the law we have against pointy shoes?
Or the law that if you hunt deer in the royal forest, they cut off your genitals?
Exactly. Something fair and reasonable like those laws. We should make a law that would stand the test of time so that hundreds and hundreds of years from now, they'll look back and say, no need to update this one at all. They nailed it back in 1235.
I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't ban abortion in all of England. We could decide it on a fiefdom-by-fiefdom basis.
Good idea. That way, if your concubine needs one, you could just send her off to get it in good old York City.
But if we outlaw abortion, how would we punish the mother? Because she'll need to be punished. She'll be so happy about her crime.
We could always put her in a boat and let her sail off the cliff at the edge of the world. She would, of course, tumble down where the four giant turtles are holding up the earth, and maybe one of them would eat her.
Yeah, kind of played out, though.
I know. What if we get a donkey drunk and we dress it up in her husband's clothes? Then the next morning she's like, did I just have sex with a donkey? And the whole town's waiting outside like, you burnt.
Maybe. But what if the donkey gets her pregnant and then we'd legally have to protect the fetus? And if the half-donkey childie is a man, it could become king.
The prophecy!
But let's be careful. The worst thing that could happen if someone leaks this conversation to the town crier.
Knock, knock. Just kidding, we don't have doors. Anywho, I was outside watching the sheriff throw left-handed children into the river, and I couldn't help but overhear you talking about a new law.
Uh-oh, woman hear ideas and it make her think, why I no have those?
Yeah, something like that. So I have a couple questions.
Careful, Margaret. Don't make us make another hole in your skull so your brain can breathe.
Right. I was just wondering, since I'm almost at the childbearing age of 12, shouldn't women have the right to choose, since having a baby means like a 50% chance of dying?
Yes, but that's why we're also offering maternity leave. When you're done with 20 years of continuous maternity, you can leave.
Shouldn't we at least make exceptions in cases of rape or incest?
But those are the only kinds of sex.
You know, I guess I just don't understand. understand why you're so obsessed with this issue. Like, what about the fact that no one can read or write and everyone's dying of plague?
Oh, you think just because I have active plague, that means I need to wear a mask? It's my body, my choice.
Well, it's clear to me that we've reached the limit of human knowledge. We know the sun is the moon when it's happy. And we trust the Catholic Church with all our money and our children.
Plus, we have birth control now. You can't get pregnant as long as when the man ejaculates, he whispers, "Just kidding."
Well, there's always plan B, letting 1,000 bees sting you.
Now, let's all vote. Men, who think we should outlaw abortion forever? Say aye.
Aye.
And who's opposed?
Nay. I'm just playing. I know I can't vote, but you know, more's gonna be more's. You know? Oh, you ever get the feeling that this not gonna be your century?
Enough!
My God, an ogre!
No, no, just a woman in her 30s. I did eat a weird mushroom in a pile of cow dung so I can see the future. And worry not, dear girl, these barbaric laws will someday be overturned by something called progress. And then, after about 50 years after the progress, they'll be like, hey, maybe we should undo the progress. I don't know why my visions from that time are very confusing. Seems like all the power comes from a place called Florida. And if you think our customs are weird, you should watch the trial of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Listen, I know it doesn't sound great, but I guess no matter how many choices they take away from women, we've always got the choice to keep fighting!
Wow. That's really inspiring. And after hearing your perspective, I suddenly realize you're a witch and we're going to set you on fire.
All right, wouldn't be the first time.
You see, we believe... Well, let me put it like this.
There are Jews in the world. There are Buddhists. There are Hindus and Mormons and then... There are those that follow Mohammed, but I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If the sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Let the heathen spill theirs on the dusty ground.
Those who treat their seamen with more care.
Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great.
If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Every sperm is sacred.
Every sperm is good.
Every sperm is needed
in
and mine.
Strike them down for each sperm that's spilt in vain.
Every sperm is sacred, every sperm is good. Every sperm is needed in your neighborhood. Every sperm is sacred, every sperm is great. Every sperm is
as now seems inevitable, this ruling becomes official, there will be immediate and devastating consequences. And it is worth taking some time to talk about a few things. What this ruling means, how we got to this point, and where we go now. And when it comes to what this means, it's catastrophic. It'll quickly trigger bans on abortion in these 22 states. And if you are still unaware of just how ubiquitous a procedure this is, an estimated 25% of women have an abortion, and 6 in 10 of them are already parents. Some who get abortions are survivors of rape or incest. Others might need one for medical reasons, but also, just to be clear, some will be seeking an abortion because they want one, and this is very much about them too. This is a fight for people's right to have control over their bodies. It's about bodily autonomy.
This is not an opinion, by the way, that is going to undo abortion in this country. States may put some more restrictions on it, but people have the right to leave. They can go live somewhere else where it's more of a free-for-all and they can do whatever they want.
Okay, first, where it's more of a free-for-all? Let's just get one thing straight. If you move to Delaware, you're not in some bacchanalian buy-one-get-one-free abortion paradise. You're just in Wilmington. I just don't want anyone to be disappointed when they visit. But also, it's not about merely having the right to go somewhere else. It's about whether you have the resources and ability to do that. And many may not, with this disproportionately affecting those with disabilities or who are transgender, immigrants or people of colour. And the thing is, even with just the existing laws that have been recently passed, abortions had become increasingly difficult to get. Just watch as one woman in Texas learned what getting an abortion would entail for her after her state passed its so-called fetal heartbeat law last year.
You're measuring at 6.1 weeks today, but we do see fetal cardiac activity on the ultrasound. So, as of September 1st in Texas, what that means is that you are ineligible to have an abortion in the state of Texas right now. Your next options would be traveling out of state to get the procedure done.
I didn't even know that I was pregnant. I kind of just took a test.
I'm 6 weeks and one day pregnant. I'm not ready to have another kid. I have two other little ones that I take care of by myself. So this kind of was very unexpected. Other forms of birth control failed me, and now it looks like I'm jumping through more hoops in order to keep our lives going.
6 weeks and a day, and she can't get an abortion. For most people, that is a period that is 2 weeks late. And your period could be 2 weeks late for any number of reasons. Maybe you're tired or travelling or you had a change in diet or exercise, or maybe you're just dealing with the stress of living in a misogynistic theocracy run by 5 of the biggest weirdos in the country, including Justice Beerpong here and Justice My Wife Helped Plan a Coup and all I got was no consequences whatsoever. Now, in that woman's particular case, she was able to take a loan and drive all the way to Oklahoma to get an abortion. And as awful as this sounds, she was actually lucky there, because now that is no longer possible. Just this week, Oklahoma's governor signed a Texas-style abortion ban into law, which is officially now one of the worst things that Oklahoma has ever produced. And I'll remind you, it also gave the world Dr. Phil. And given that half of those who have abortions are below the poverty line, with an additional one quarter very close to it, many will be facing limited options. One estimate is that in the year after the ruling, there'll be roughly 75,000 people who want but can't get abortions and will give birth instead. And inevitably, some of those people will die, because pregnancy is a major medical event. Already those living in states with the most restrictive abortion policies and thus the least access to them were found to be more likely to die while pregnant or shortly thereafter. Look, I know this is all extremely grim, but it is now worth taking a moment on exactly how we got to this point, especially as some have been telling a slightly incomplete story this week. Just listen to Chuck Schumer pointing the finger of blame firmly in one direction.
This isn't your grandfather's Republican Party, America. It's Donald Trump's Republican Party.
Well, hold on there, because in what way is this not your grandfather's Republican Party? It has been advocating for this exact outcome for decades now. This is just not a recent development at all. Because while, yes, Trump did pick one third of this court, including a seat for Gorsuch that was stolen for him, that was the result of decades of work by anti-abortion forces. Long before Trump ever even considered running for office, conservatives were openly announcing their intention to overturn Roe. In fact, the very day the Roe decision was handed down, the strategizing against it had already begun. This is something a majority of Americans do agree on. Polls consistently show that around two-thirds of Americans support the Roe v. Wade decision. Two-thirds! Presidents can't even get an approval rating that high unless there are, like, two 9/11s. It's called an 1822, and if we're honest, it might actually be coming. And that has sadly been emblematic of Democrats' approach, offering vague statements in support while abortion has been specifically under attack. And all the while, Republicans have focused on this issue with relentless determination. And it is important to know conservatives aren't remotely done here. They've already embarked on the next fight, with Louisiana just this week advancing legislation that would allow prosecutors there to charge those who get abortions or provide them with homicide. That bill, like anti-abortion legislation in several other states, even defines personhood as beginning from the moment of fertilization, which would arguably criminalize in vitro fertilization and forms of birth control. And all of this is happening even as other countries are expanding reproductive rights. So clearly, we in the States have a lot of work to do right now, both in the short and the long term. And let us start with those in the most immediate danger. People who need an abortion in states where bans are or are about to be in effect. You still have options available to you. And one good way to find out what they are is to go to the website ineedana.com. It has lots of info, including what is permitted where you live and where you can find clinics and appropriate resources. And if you're struggling financially, one of those resources might be an abortion fund, which can help cover your expenses. If you want to access or support one of those funds, there are lots of them out there, like the Brigid Alliance, which helps abortion patients who are traveling long distances to reach their appointments, and the Lilith and Yellowhammer funds, both of which help people on the ground in impacted states. But these are clearly just stopgap solutions to deal with an immediate crisis. Long term, we need elected officials to stop tiptoeing around the issue of abortion and take steps to properly safeguard it. Now, the dream version of this would be a constitutional amendment that would support people's fundamental rights to make personal decisions about contraception, pregnancy, marriage, and family life. But until then, we're going to need other legislation at the state and federal level. And while we're at it, we may now also need to shore up all the other rights supposedly guaranteed by Supreme Court rulings, from voting rights to gay marriage, because the fact is, under the current Supreme Court, your basic rights today could become crimes tomorrow.
I saw the sign, choose adoption.
Yeah.
And how many children have you adopted?
Not able to adopt. I'd love to adopt. We weren't able to adopt. Oh,
gotcha. And how many children have you adopted?
None.
None.
I have two of my own. Message. Yeah.
And how many children have you adopted?
None.
And how many children have you adopted?
I have two of my own. Yeah.
But so you've adopted?
I have two of my own.
But
I
you haven't adopted.
No.
Okay.
It's the message.
Okay.
Even now, when my burdens cast me into the throes of midnight, I hum again this little song. Sing it with me, neighbor.
Wah, 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 wah. Are you 486?
They go together
like sex and power.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.